Ginger Sanders loves to pray for people. And as a disaster chaplain, she certainly has plenty of opportunities to do just that. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count, and Ginger shares the details.
I remember one time we were in Birmingham, Alabama after the tornadoes of 2011. There was a grandmother whose roof had been damaged, and we were in there with them and this little grandson who was 8 years old. And I go over and I sit down on the floor by this little boy. He said, "I was really, really scared." And I said, "Yes, I know." I said, "It gets scary." And he said, "Yeah, I don't know what would have happened if I died." And I looked at the grandmother and I said, "May I share with him about Jesus?" And she said, "Oh, yes."
And by beginning with a simple question about faith, Ginger was able to share more about Jesus Christ with the young boy.
And so I was able to share with him, and he said, "Well, can I pray and make sure I go to heaven?" So that little boy and I both got on our knees and held hands, and I led him in a childlike faith, a simple little prayer of trust in Jesus. And he just put his arms around me and hugged me, and I looked over as I hugged him, and the grandmother was just raising her hand and tears rolling down her cheeks. And as we were hugging, I heard a big voice booming overhead, and he said, "Can I do that too?" I thought, what? And I leaned back, and it was this little boy's 27-year-old uncle. And the grandmother said, "I've been praising Jesus ever since because I have been praying for my son for 27 years that Jesus would come into his life."
What an amazing story. God can use your willingness to pray and share with people in powerful ways. To learn more, go to MakingYourLifeCount.com.